us build a house where love can dwell, and all can safely live. A place where saints and children tell how hearts learn to forgive. Built up hopes and dreams and visions, rock of faith and vault of grace. Here the love of Christ shall end divisions. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place. Let us build a house where prophets speak and words are strong and true, where all God's children dare to seek, to dream God's reign anew. Here the cross shall stand as witness and a symbol of God's grace. Here one we claim the faith of Jesus. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ, we call to mind our sins. Lord Jesus, you are always available to the sinful and to the forsaken. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, you invite everyone to your table. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you humble the proud and you exalt the lowly. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
A reading from the book of Sirach. My child, perform your tasks with humility. Then you will be loved by those whom God accepts. The greater you are, the more you shall humble yourself. So you will find favor in the sight of the Lord. Many are lofty in renown, but to the humble the Lord reveals his secrets. For great is the night of the Lord, but by the humble he is glorified. When calamity befalls the proud, there is no healing, for an evil plant has taken root in them. The mind of the intelligent appreciates proverbs, and an attentive ear is the desire to the wise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. Sing to God, chant praise to his name, whose name is the Lord. God, in your goodness, you have made a home. father of orphans and the defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. A bountiful rain you shower down, O God, upon your inheritance. You restored the land when it languished. Your flock settled in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided it for the needy. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom, and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God and heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn, who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of new covenant. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Jesus was invited to dine in the house of one of the leading Pharisees. Everyone there kept their eye on him. Jesus told them this parable when he noticed how the guests competed for the best places at table. He said to them, "When you are invited to a wedding banquet, do not immediately take the first place. Perhaps someone more honorable than you has been invited. And then the host who invited both of you will come to you and say, 'Friend, please go down lower.' You will slink off to a lower place covered with shame. Rather, when you come to a feast, take the lower place. And perhaps the host will come to you and say, 'Friend, come up higher.' And then before all the assembled guests, your honor will be seen." Then Jesus turned to the host and he said to him, "When you give a dinner or a lunch, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, for they will issue you an invitation in return, and so you will be repaid. When you give a feast, invite the poor, the blind, and the crippled, and the lame. They have no way of giving you a return invitation, and so you will be repaid in the resurrection of the just." The Gospel of the Lord.